Welcome to episode 10 of the Beyond Time and Space podcast. This is episode name is Glory to Lady Red. We are recording on Sunday, December the 8th, 2024, and we will cover the events from Eclipse on December the 2nd, Nova on December the 4th, and Galactic Wrestling on December the 6th. Okay, we're going to first get into the news or roster movements. So there were no roster movements, but there's lots of news in terms of processes and rule changes, et cetera, et cetera, for heading into 2025. So the first thing we're going to talk about is check-ins. So this is a heads up that there will be a check-in starting on December 17th, running through to December the 23rd. It will be ending on December 23rd. I don't know what time, but generally I wanted to give people about a week or so and have it end right after our WrestleMania 5 show so that it gives me a good 2 weeks on looking at numbers and adjusting and yada, yada, yada. So some details about the check-in. Folks that are new do not need to check in because you're new and all that stuff. Folks that I know that there's things going on, like, I don't want to give a specific example, but if I know that you're working hard and you haven't been able to come to stream, that's cool. That's cool. Don't worry about checking in. Folks that are subbed or are VIPs or are baking me cookies, you know who you are. It does not mean that you are automatically checked in. I don't want to make those assumptions. If you have any doubt, check in. It'll be fine. I'm not going to be naming names or anything like that. I don't feel like going down that road, and I usually don't chase people down. Anyways, we're just doing this for fun, and we are looking forward to a 2025. Honestly, if you miss it, don't worry about missing the check-in because, yeah, we may bench your wrestler or we may have to delete it to make room, but the servers are still up, so we can still download your wrestler or bring it back. It'll be fine. Life happens. Don't worry, okay? Don't worry. The next item that we're going to talk about is attribute changes. So most of your wrestlers are maxed out. However, there are certain things like submission offense that's set to 65, submission defenses are set to 50, things like that. Those are going to stay the same. We are making a few tweaks so that stamina will be set to 60. It was previously 50. Recovery is going to be set to 60. That was also previously 50. Special is going to be going down to 70. It was previously 80. And finisher is going to go up to 85. It was previously 80. Now, the thought here is that I feel like sometimes the matches are going a little bit too short and I'd like to increase it a bit. And I'd like to put a little bit more emphasis on the finishers being able to deal damage more than a signature. So it may be in your best interest to go look at your wrestler's finishing and signature moves to make sure that they're different, because if you have, let's say, a power slam for both a signature or finisher, and your wrestler does that, you don't know if that was a special that was done or a finisher that was done. So it might be best for you to look at your finishing and signature moves when we're on our break. The other thing that we're going to be doing for 2025 is increasing the KA maximums. KA or POWs, player-owned wrestlers or creator wrestlers. Basically, folks had a limit of 2 that we were pretty good at. Now we are looking at increasing that up to 3. However, there's some things about it, and we'll get into it right now. So basically, for folks that have previously had 2 or 3 wrestlers before, you are welcome to return with 1, 2, or your 3rd KA. It's fine. just let me know. Send me a DM on Discord and we will get on it as soon as we can. For folks that currently own currently, like currently, as of you listening right now, you only have one wrestler. You are allowed a second. You need to let me know ASAP because the cost of that is going to go up from being free to 5 million pebbles in 2025. If you only have one wrestler right now and you never ever had a second wrestler, the price to get a second wrestler will be 4 million pebbles. The price to get a third wrestler will cost you 10 million pebbles, which is the cap on the bot. Completely new folks will still need to be invited and or vouched for by somebody already here, somebody that we know that says, hey, this is good people and they're pretty cool to join. Cool. For folks that we do not know whatsoever, that we do not want to waive the invite for, we're going to set the cost or the buy-in to be a million pebbles. I kind of feel like I'm setting it high like that on purpose because folks that may be around, but not all that often, that we don't really know, like there's a few people that I can think of right now. This may apply to them because nobody knows them, so we can't get them vouched for. And like again, I'm not opposed to strangers. It's more of the whole, hey, here is my wrestler and bye. And the whole point of me doing a wrestling fed is socializing. I'm not trying to create a fed to make money or be famous or, have like the best fed. I'm doing it to socialize because I also like wrestling. And I think you don't necessarily need to be a wrestling pro to just hang out and watch some guys and girls beat the crap out of each other and still be able to chat about food and the weather, So I don't want to babysit. So I think we might do the 1 million pebble thing for somebody that we don't really know. But that's so if you do have a, or if you ever have had a second or third car, please let me know ASAP. If you have never had a second car and you want one, get to me ASAP because that price will be going up to 5 million pebbles. For folks that have never had a third car and want one, that price will be going up to 10 million pebbles in the new year. So the other thing that we're doing is some roster handling changes in 2025. We are not going to be trying to balance female and male numbers over the whole federation. We are going to try to get a balance between men and women over each brand so that each brand has like 10 men, 10 women. But if, let's say, we have too many women and not enough men, oh well, then maybe the then maybe then each brand becomes, hey, we have 8 men per brand and 12 women per brand. That's fine. We're not going to be adding extra NPCs to bring up the numbers so that the male and female numbers are even. We're just going to add in a couple NPCs that we want and that I think are neat to see or that are like ones that I want to see. Okay. For the NPCs, there are some that are going to be benched. Cover Girl, we have talked about her for a while. She is going to be going on the bench. Diana Wonder, Lady J, Scarlet, and unfortunately, Svetlana Borochiev. Wrestlers that are completely safe that I want to keep around for sure are Angelina DiForte, the Baroness, Zorana, William Terrence Ford, Kentucky Dave, and tough guy Tim Dugan. Now, there are some wrestlers that I've missed that I'm kind of on the border about. I haven't really made a decision. Like, initially, I said I wanted to bench them, and they may still get benched, or they may get benched in the future, depending, in order to make space. Jen Savage, Hannah Finch, Reese Omega, and Percy Mochaccino III, and Jinx. Those ones are sort of borderline. If they continue to stay borderline for me, I'll probably err on the side of keeping them in and then remove them when we need to. But the other ones for sure are going to be going onto the bench at the end of 2024. Basically, I've also kind of been thinking about our NPC roster is they are built to be a little bit lower strength than a player-owned wrestler. So a player-owned wrestler, let's say, is set to 100 or maximum stats, okay? With the exception of those other ones. NPC wrestlers, where a stat could be or is maximized, a NPC wrestler has their stat lowered by 10. So on the average, if you took a player-owned wrestler and it was an 89, an NPC wrestler would actually be more like an 82 or an 83, you know what? So it's slightly depowered, but they can still win. As we've seen, Jen Savage is our women's hardcore champion, and William Terrence Ford is our men's hardcore champion. So NPC wrestlers can win, it's just that they were designed to not win as much. I'm thinking about making them have the same skills as player-owned wrestlers. I'm not 100% sure I'm gonna go down this road or not. It's still something I'm thinking about, and I'll make my decision for sure before we go live, I guess, again in January. Okay, we're going to get into some results from Nova on Wednesday, December the 4th. We had tough guy Tim Dugan and Furious Frankie win their triple threats. We had Trish DiBiase, Lunchbox Linda, Kentucky Dave, The Teacher, Marcus Azul, and Eden White all win their singles matches. Now, the Eden White win is actually going to put her into the number one contender match for the Hello Kitty Championship because she pinned Danny Weaver in a non-title match. The random pairing of Brummy and Damian Jade defeated Buck Wild, who are now bucking mad. That's what I've heard. Moving on to Galactic Wrestling. This was on Friday, December the 6th. We had Velvet Dove winning the Women's Gauntlet. She came out last. The other thing actually in that gauntlet too, we had the first time ever Allure got DQ'd after hitting Sarka Rose right in the hoo-ha. We've never had anybody get DQ'd from a gauntlet before. That was pretty cool. Anyways, the ninth degree won the Battle Royal, which also unfortunately dashed the hopes of the Large Lebowski in order to pull Lazinda. We had Sweet Paw and the Baroness win their triple threats. We had Sora Kimura, Svetlana Borochiev, and Stone win their singles matches. Rigged. Well, rigged for Stone, anyways. We also had Colonel Andres Rivera defended the internet title against the Ninth Degree for the second time now. He's on a two defense streak. And Baby Firefly defeated Velvet Dove for the first time to defend the women's internet title. That is her third defense in a row, I believe. Okay, now we get into Eclipse. Now, this started off our week. There was lots of stuff that went on here, and that's why I left it for last. And in no particular order, we had the ninth degree won his triple threat. We had Allure, Gabriel Slay, Velvet Assassin, and Isabella Ramon all won their singles matches. And once again, we had King Diamond Dave Tolos attacked early from the stage again. He was scheduled for a non-title matchup against William Terrence Ford. And William Terrence Ford was coming on out, and sure enough, DDT jumped him. This is the second time in a row, and I don't know if this is his MO now or not, but the win actually put him inside into the Battle Royal, and he did not win that. But the win over William Terrence Ford has actually put DDT into the number one contender for the men's hardcore title. I'm hoping somebody can deal with this guy, because I guess desperation, right? Sure. Sure. The other match that happened for the queen of the ring, Queen Violet Raven, won a triple threat against Allie Morgan and Jen Savage. Now, this was a non-title matchup as well, and because Violet Raven pinned Jen Savage to win that match, she is now in the women's number one contender match for the Women's Hardcore Championship. So we'll be seeing that on Galactic Wrestling in about, we'll get to that because we have our schedule posted. The other match we had was Marko Vujovic and Marshall Magnum met once again in tag team action this time. We did notice that Marko did not have his knee pads on, so I'm assuming whatever rule that was there that made him put it on, it's gone. Maybe he just did decide to put those on just for giggles, right? Sure. Possible. Marshall Magnum, though, right near the end, it's like he pretty much bailed on the match. He had Blitzkrieg, I believe, set up in a position on the ropes, and then he, like, walked away, tagged in Mighty Might, and just kind of stood there and did nothing. And Mighty Might got smoked by Blitzkrieg, and they lost the match. Like, what the heck? Anyways, so I guess Marshall Magnum is not interested in tag teaming, or maybe he knew it was going to be a loss and was just like, you know what, I'm done. Anyways, 5-minute majors picked up the win there. So we also had a cage match as our main event here, and it was a best 2 out of 3 falls in a cage, submissions only, and it was sort of supposed to be a rubber match between Sarka Rose and Diana Wonder. And it most certainly is not going to be a rubber match because, yes, Sarka Rose won this match 2-0, so it results in her winning 2-1. However, we did notice some odd stuff going on in this match. Anytime that Wonder had put Sarka Rose in a submission hold, Wonder kept breaking the hold, like just stopping all of a sudden. And we're like, what is going on? Like, why would she do that? She's supposed to, she knows that she needs to get Sarka Rose to submit, and she's putting her in the submission hold. Why is she stopping? Some folks have said that they heard Jeffy telling Wonder to break the hold during the match. And like, I think I might have heard it during the match because I remember being there and I thought I heard him saying, break the hold, and she did. And at the end of the day, Sarka Rose won 2-0 because Diana Wonder wouldn't keep the hold on. We looked at our tapes and it does clearly show that Jeffy directed Wonder to break her submission holds. What the heck? As an aside, Jeffy is now the subject of a Federation investigation. From what I've heard, I believe that we are going to be getting into a final match on the next Eclipse where Sarka Rose and Wonder will meet one more time in a best two out of three falls in a Hell in a Cell match. I'm not actually sure we can do best two out of three falls in a Hell in a Cell. We'll have to look at the technical limitations on that, but that's what I've heard that they want to do. And just to, maybe let's not look at the cage match because of the weirdness of Jeffy telling her to break the holds. Like it just didn't make sense. So we may look at a Hell in a Cell at the next Eclipse. Now, I've been given directions here to read out. Hold on. Let me this piece of paper. Okay. Lurker title shot cash in can be for any title versus a purchased cash in cannot be for big belt. So as an aside, this is true. This is true. That if you win the Lurker reward title shot, that can be for any belt. If you purchase a cash in, it cannot be for the big belts. There's only one Lurker title shot in the box at any given time. So that's why it's allowed to be used for anything, because it's not a common thing to be won, right? Versus something to get purchased. You can purchase a title shot for a million pebbles, and it could be for any title except the big belts. Oh, okay. I'll finish reading. Okay, hold on. I gotta read this, okay? Lady Red told me I had to cash it in for her because she is amazing. Start of Eclipse shows glory of Lady Red. Lady Red defeats Sergeant Rosa Rivera 2-1 as expected. Lady Red says ends do justify means. All glory to Lady Red and woe to her enemies. Okay, so that's gonna be it. Let's get into next week, actually. And it's actually not just next week, it's for the rest of December. We have posted up our schedule, our streaming schedule for the remainder of the month. We are going to be streaming one, two, three, four. Looks like six more shows until the end of the 2024 year. On Monday, December the 9th, at 1 p.m., we will have Titans. On Wednesday, December the 11th, at 1 p.m., we will have Paragons. On Friday, December the 13th, woo, at 1 p.m., we will have Eclipse. On Monday, December the 16th, at 1 p.m., we will have Nova. And at a special time and day, on Tuesday, December the 17th, at 1 p.m., we will have Galactic Wrestling. This will be an extra long show because we're going to have all of our number one contender matches if they're needed. That will be there. And then we will have a 4 or 5 day break until our final show of the year, our 5 year anniversary show on Sunday, December the 22nd at 1 p.m. with WrestleMania 5. There will be many matches. All of the titles will be on the line except for the net titles, because those will be defended at Galactic Wrestling. Anyways, but the hardcore titles, the Canadian titles, the Universal titles, the Hello Kitty titles, the tag team titles, and the SGWF championships will all be defended. There will also be a Santa and Mrs. Claus titles to be won in a 8-way elimination match with some special guests. We will also have the letter Z match. If you remember, I lost the letter Z match at WrestleMania 4, so that means I had to pronounce the letter Z as Z for the whole year. I will tell you, I will not lose again. I will win, and we will get the letter Z pronounced properly. So that's pretty much it. We have been giving away lurker boxes. 4 people have won them so far. Taven won a tier 1 sub. Rosa won a tier 3 gift sub and a pop out. Dante won cookies and one more. Uno mas. Oh, and Golden Star won a $50 gift card and he chose PlayStation. And so they've all been delivered. Well, except for the cookies. So the cookies will be delayed because of the strike, and we'll just send them whenever the strike is over. It's fine. We'll let the strike deal with itself and let them work it out. You know, this stuff is not critical enough to go need to find another route to ship everything off. Like, no one's going to die if they don't get their cookies next week. Anyways, so that is pretty much it. We actually still, it's pretty much it. I keep saying that, but we still have 16 boxes. Now we're going to be giving away one box per stream. There are some streams that we're going to be doing that are not wrestling streams that you can still win a box. If you've already won one box, you cannot win again unless everybody else in the draw at that time has already won. The exception that we've already made that we talked about on stream was Taven and his tier 1 gift sub, because he was already subbed for a good 6 months in advance, so it didn't really make sense to hold it for like 3 or 4 months. So for the tier 1 subs, if it gets if you win and you already have a tier 1 sub and want to gift it out, then you can still draw another box. That's fine. You do not need to be subbed to win. Just be in chat. You don't need to even chat. Just lurk. As long as the bot sees you, you're all good. I am unsure if I will be making another podcast recording in 2024. I may not. It kind of depends. I might do one right at the end of 24 just to go over some of the official rule changes and the results of WrestleMania. I probably won't be making one next week. Oh, I might. Anyways, you just keep an eye out for it on Spotify and on Discord. I'll post it in the SGWF media channel, and I'll make a post on Blue Sky and Instagram. So if you'd like to communicate with us or send something in or submit anything, I prefer Subspace. It's much faster. But if you don't have access to Subspace, you can reach out to me via Discord DMs. If you want to keep it quiet and secret and all that stuff, DM me. Or you can email me. That's fine too. But the best method in the year of 2024 is Discord. But if you live where I am beyond time and space, Subspace. But again, Discord DMs. And that is going to be it. Y'all have a great Christmas and all that fun stuff. Have a safe new year. And that's if I don't do another recording. But if I do, we'll see you then. And if not, again, be safe, be happy, be merry. Hug your loved ones. Hug your pets. Say hello to a friend, because you never know. Spread some joy, especially in our crazy-ass world. Peace out. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF and may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.